You said there's kind of a hodgepodge of potential subjects for those questions, but do you have some sense, at least, is it limited to certain fields, or can it really just be absolutely anything you can think of?
You can, I guess, anticipate. So, for instance, during preliminary competitions, which are the competitions of the same format that you would see on the televised finals of Miss America, but every contestant competes in preliminaries and based on those scores determines who makes it into finals. During that, it's anticipated that we will be asked a question about our personal platform. And so you don't know what that question could be. It could be anything about it. And then in the finals competition, you can pretty much anticipate that it'll be a question about current events or some type of global issue. At state competitions, it could be anything. It
really
differs from state to state. I mean, it could be anything. Obviously, you have a fear that you will not be able to, in that moment, clearly communicate, that your nerves will overcome you, that your mind will be racing or perhaps not going at all, you know, that you're just going to draw a blank.
Yes.
Because that happens. Nerves do weird things to you. For me, preparation for that part of the competition just came in how do I typically respond to nerves? What are some coping mechanisms that I can employ in those moments to allow me to clearly communicate what it is I'm thinking?
Well, that's fascinating in itself. We're going on the road with Miss North Dakota 2014 and 2015 until June. Bethel University senior Jackie Arness here for Faith Radio. And I'm Ryan Thomas. That was very interesting what you just said. Could you, or perhaps this is maybe something you're keeping under lock and key, but what are some of the secrets you use for coping with those kind of nerves?
Yeah, it's not a secret. I mean, breathing techniques, you're trying to remain calm. For me, it's, you know, saying some prayers or perhaps having a verse in mind that's been significant to me or significant in my preparation. I always think of Joshua 1:9 and the Lord's command to Joshua, not to take this too far out of context here, but I mean, Joshua just received the mantle of leadership of the Israelites, and that's pretty big responsibility. Like, we're not going to delve into that. So you want to talk about pressure. I think I had it all right with my onstage question.
Of course, of course.
But the Lord commands Joshua to be strong and courageous. It's not an encouragement or like, you know, this will be easier if you just muster up some, you know, some gusto. You'll be fine. I mean, the Lord commands him to be strong and courageous. And I think we can rely on that we have a God who commands us and then follows that command with a promise that he's going to be with us wherever we go. And that's how we can be secure in that. So reciting a verse, taking deep breaths, focusing on almost the self-affirmation of knowing that I've done a lot to prepare me in my life to be here, and that, you know, my thoughts and my opinions are valid. And I always, once I get that question, I take a deep breath, I look at the judges, and then I just go. I focus on giving my answer to the judges. I don't focus on the audience. The only thing happening is me talking to the judges.